You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. If you gamble, use your game sense. Visit GameSenseAB.ca to find out more. Tour guide of TSN, Ryan Rashauger. Rashauger, how you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. Now, Gene Principe told me there was you were convincing these kids to get a picture taken with you in the alumni room. I was. What's going on there?
My nephew's son. Goodness.
No, your
my
nephew.
Nephew's team. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Until I just woke up. My nephew's team's in town for a tournament, and so we were able to squeeze him in to watch Morning's Gate today and then take a quick tour of the Hall of Fame room, and Gene Principe was there. And it always seems to be a big deal to get a picture with Gene Principe anytime I have family around anywhere. They always want to jump in with Gene and get the picture, and it's like the highlight of their day, getting the picture with Gene. My nephew jumped in with Gene today for a little pic, and I'm sure I won't hear the end of it from my brothers.
The Oilers, Jack Campbell, getting another start. And also, he feels he has the glove problem solved, as he switched it after the goal last game. And then he jokingly said, well, we'll see tonight. But,
yeah.
The new glove, and actually had a lot of goalies texting in that I guess that model of glove is kind of known for being weak in the webbing. And, you know, so it sounds like he didn't get the glove in at the same time. So obviously maybe he wasn't comfortable yet to go to it. But obviously after that goal, they're like, okay, it's out. You're getting the glove.
Yeah, and if you're Jack Campbell, I think you're probably sitting there wondering, like, at what point do I have to stop answering questions about, you know, where my game was before, right? He just wants to be through it and playing well, but he handles it really well. And the glove hand the other night, I mean, we all saw it. It was a tough one. It wasn't the first one this year, so that's just, hey, man, you're a goalie, that's life. But he's been playing better. So you swap the glove out, you try and get rid of the problem, and you just piece together more positive nights. More positive nights, and then, you know, eventually all of that trouble is in the rearview mirror. So I think he's probably anxious to have all of that in the rearview mirror, and his play has been better lately, and he's definitely heading in that direction.
Don't you think that if he has a good game tonight, it's over? Like, are we still going to be asking him?
It probably would have been over before, too. It's just that one goal goes in, so you sort of, it's just notable, I guess. But, yeah, no, I think, listen, he's playing the type of hockey that they, you know, they brought him into play. That's what they were thinking they were getting when they went out and signed Jack Campbell. And so that's, you know, that's the quality of game he's given him now, Stretti. And I think, he talked today about how he can just be really hard on himself and expect a lot of himself. And sometimes that can, you know, that's not necessarily the easiest thing in that goaltending position. Sometimes a shorter memory is better. So he's figuring it out, but he's looking like a more confident goalie. And quite frankly, he's sounding like a more confident goalie. And so you piece those two things together, and then you get Stuart Skinner coming back. And if he can pick up his play from where he left off, it's just such a good scenario to have. A couple of goalies that are pushing each other and supportive of each other, but competitive. And this is what they envisioned, I think, assuming that Skinner can come back and play well.
No lineup changes up front, which isn't a big surprise. But, Jesse Puljujärvi's healthy scratch, and people here, it's terrible. It's just interesting. Anthony Amantha at 5.7. That's his fourth healthy scratch for Washington tonight.
Yeah.
Matt Dumba, a healthy scratch in Minnesota. There just seems, and they're not the only ones, there just seems to be more veterans this year that are getting the HS.
Yeah, so, you know, and I listened to Jay Woodcroft talk about it today, and I think Jay's doing the right thing by saying, it's not necessarily his fault. It's just, hey, we want to play 11 and 7, and so someone has to come out. And I mean, I think it's smart of him not to get up there and rip into the player. But let's talk reality for a minute here. There are a list of two or three players who are candidates to come out of the lineup any time a shift like that is going to be made. 11 and 7. So you go from 12-6 formation to 11 and 7. Oh, who needs to come out? Right? We have the discussion all the time. There's a list of two or three forwards that are potentials to come out.
Yep.
Jesse Puljujärvi needs to play better so he's not on that list anymore. right? This idea that, oh, he did nothing wrong. Okay, sure. Maybe he didn't turn a puck over at center ice and cost him a game. But he's on the list of two players, we'll say, on this team who potentially come out because he hasn't played well enough. So I don't think the head coach should sit there, excuse me, and rip on him. But let's be real, right? Puljujarvi's on that list. And when they want to go 11-7, right now he's the guy coming out. And if he had been playing better, he wouldn't be on that list. So it's not no big deal. He's a $3 million player that's been passed by multiple guys that shouldn't have passed him based on his experience with this team and what the expectations are. But it's happened. So now he's got to figure out how to get off that list. Right? It's not like there's nothing he can do, and oh, it's just strictly numbers. Nothing he can do. If you play better, you won't be on that list. And he hasn't played good enough.
Yeah, that's totally fair.
Oh, 100%. When you look at the situation with Kostin and Janmark, they've bullied the coach into not playing him. You have to come out and be and push and make it happen. So the challenge for Puljujärvi or whoever's going to take their turn sitting out is that now in practice you have to show that you need to get back in there. So it's your, and I'm not suggesting he or anyone else has a bad attitude when they're not playing, but you have to be an exceptional practice player because you've got to catch the eye of the coach. You're out there early. You're going as hard as you can in practice, taking care of the details and staying out extra. Like it, and no complaining. Bring energy. Like, and just say, and then eventually the coach is like, God, I got to get you back out there. And trust me, I know about it. I was healthy scratch quite a bit, so I know that how to play the game. And then when you get in there, you got to force them to not take you out again. And this is competition. This is what competition looks like, especially when you're one player short. So for Puljujärvi, whoever, like Fogel, good game last game. But I'll tell you what, he has 2-3 tough games in a row. Guess what? Someone else is coming in from. That's the world the Oilers live in. And I think for Oilers fans, I get that Puljujärvi's a favorite and all that, but I'd be saying the same thing as Fogel. I'd be saying the same thing as Ryan. It is competition time. And for Oilers fans, you should be happy that a legit NHL player is sitting out.
Well, that's what happens in good teams. Like, I've covered tons of Stanley Cup finals, and you're like, well, wow, that player. I mean, they all championship teams have good players that can't get in the lineup because that's what it takes to be a championship team. You need good players and you need depth. And so Puljujärvi has been passed by multiple players. He's got to figure out a way to move the dial when he comes back in. So all the things that you're talking about, Struts, for sure. Your good attitude of practice, don't hang your head, work hard, stay late, put in extra time. So when the assistant coaches come back to the office after morning skate and Jay Woodcroft's sitting there preparing for the game and he goes, how was Jesse? And they go, head down, put in the work, positive attitude, smile on his face. He was really good. Okay, coach checks that box in his head. So then when it's time to go back to Puljujärvi, the attitude's been good, and he's ready to rock and roll. And I'm not saying Puljujärvi hasn't been. I think his attitude has been fine. I haven't seen any signs that it's not. But when you're the guy that's out and wanting to get back in, you take care of everything. You keep your attitude good, you work hard, and then the next chance you get, you give him no choice. And that's part of what's going on here. Jay Woodcroft goes 11-7 because he likes his seventh defenseman better than he likes his 12th forward, but it also creates this really uncomfortable competition among the forwards that good teams have. It's healthy. And so now Puljujärvi's finding himself in the middle of it, and when he gets his chance, we'll see what he's figured out. But once again, guys, this is, I mean, they're trying to move this player. I'm sure this player is more than happy to get moved if and when it happens, but they just haven't been able to yet. And now it's a confluence of play not good enough with other guys pushing, and this is where we're at.
Shagar, you're bang on that healthy competition is very good. And so best of luck in their competition within your household to be as popular as Gene Principe.
It's not going to happen. I'm so far behind, I don't even know where to start.
Maybe you should grow like a little bit of a fro.
I don't know if I could do that. He's so happy all the time. I don't know.
You could get a perm, though.
Yeah. Have to let it grow out a little bit, though, and there's not a lot happening up top. I don't know if I can.
Struds and I would be very strongly in favor of you getting a perm.
All right, enough of this nonsense.
How much hair do they need to perm? Right? Like, I think the snow is melting pretty quick off that rooftop.
Yeah, I'm just going, so I'll see you guys.
See you, Shagar.